We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Our legal expert, attorney Paul Cambria, is with us this morning to look at the felony hearing that is scheduled for this morning at 9:30 for the mass shooter. Paul, if you can, walk us through the legal process. This felony hearing today, what do you expect to happen?
Well, the only thing that happens at a felony hearing is that the court is usually given one or two witnesses. And all the court has to find is that there's reasonable cause to believe that a crime is committed and that this person was involved in it or perpetrated the crime. And that's it. I mean, this isn't a reasonable, beyond a reasonable doubt or anything like that. And if the court finds that, then the matter is sent to the grand jury. That could be short-circuited. The prosecutor could walk over and say, we've already submitted it to the grand jury, and here's an indictment, and so we don't need a preliminary hearing. If they run one today, my guess is it'll be simple. If they have video or an eyewitness, they just put that person on. They may use a police officer and a video because hearsay is admissible at a preliminary hearing, and they simply do the basics. Here, if they had a video, here's a video, here's what it shows, and that's enough to bind it over. Or they have an eyewitness, here's what it shows, and all they have to do is show that a murder occurred and that this person was the one who perpetrated it or was involved in it, and that's enough to send it to the grand jury.
If there is a grand jury indictment that is brought to this court before this hearing starts, is there a chance we won't even see the suspect?
My guess is, they're going to produce him. They're going to produce him in court this morning for sure. And I think they're going to run a hearing. They usually don't. But in a case like this, I think that, I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Okay. And the shooter, the suspect, how does he come into the courtroom? I mean, will he be paraded in front of the media?
Well, they have in city court and in the other superior courts, they have a secure passage, if you will, where they can bring him in and he's not going to walk through the hall. It doesn't work that way. He'll be able to enter right into the courtroom through a secure passage, obviously be manacled, and when they bring him before the court, they could take the cuffs off, or they may not. I don't think it's going to be a long procedure.
Right now, he's being held on one count of first-degree murder. When do you expect more charges to be added?
Once it goes to the grand jury. I mean, see, now all they did was they hold him on one count. That keeps him in custody. And once it goes to the grand jury, then they'll put, all of the other counts in. And they may also charge him with a domestic violence count, which is also an A1 felony, carries life imprisonment, plus the murder counts. There could be a weapons charge. My guess is it'll be all of those things.
Eventually, there could possibly be two trials, right? A state and a federal trial?
Yeah, exactly. The federal case is a little different. They're looking for the hate crime element, that the crime was perpetrated specifically as a to target a particular race and have that element. It's a separate offense. He can be convicted of both. It's not a double jeopardy situation where if you do the state, you can't do the federal. If you do the federal, you can't do the state. You can do them both because they're two different offenses. And, of course, the difference on the federal side is that they have capital punishment on that side, although the Biden administration has put a moratorium on it, on capital punishment. Nevertheless, he could be convicted of that, and by the time all that happens, Biden could be out of office.
This is years away from seeing a conclusion.
Probably, because, they'll inevitably, be appeals maybe of the sentence. It could be of the conviction itself. It depends what the evidence is at the trial. It looks pretty unlikely that it would, that there wouldn't be a conviction and a reversal, but you never know.
Paul, the shooter is in the holding center. He's on suicide watch, so he's in solitary confinement. Does he have TV privileges? Does he see other media? Is he watching any of this that's playing out this week?
He very well might. I haven't been in that section of the jail in quite a while, and there have been some renovations and other things. He very well might. Television and things like that in prisons and jails, people think, that's a luxury. Actually, it's there to keep everybody calm and, not have violence in the jails and so on, keep them occupied.
But he's not interacting with any of the other prison population, right?
No, not at all. When they put him on suicide watch, that's why he comes in with paper on so that he couldn't take cloth and, make a noose and take his life and all that sort of stuff. That's why you saw him in paper the other day.
Will he be in paper this morning?
He very well might be. That's up to the sheriffs. It could be a situation where he's not because he's going to be observed. They could put clothing on him and the sheriffs will stay with him the entire time. I mean, that would be the better way to do it. That's probably what they'll do.
And who will be in the courtroom this morning? We understand it's in a basement courtroom, which is one of the larger courtrooms in Erie County Court to accommodate people. But is anyone from the general public allowed in there?
Well, all proceedings are public, and they should have an open courtroom. The law requires that proceedings in court be public. And so I'm sure they're going to allow people in there, probably most likely people from the media.
His family?
Be people, family, things like that. But sure, it is public. It has to be public. And I'm sure that it will be public. Now, how many people will be allowed? That's another story.
Hey, Paul, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you, as always.
My pleasure.
That's Paul Cambria, our legal expert here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.